The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Ain't Misbehavin'. That is the music of legendary jazz musician and entertainer Fats Waller. This is a Tony Award-winning musical review, and the star of the show is Tiffany White Welchin, and she joins me now on Live and Local. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining me today on Live and Local.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not the only star. There are several stars, so I don't want to say I'm the star of the show. I'm one of the stars of the show.
Already an actress
who shares.
This is a beautiful thing. So this is the Omaha Community Playhouse's production of Ain't Misbehavin'. It's a spectacular show. What is your role, and what are some of the key songs you get to do?
I actually play the role of Nell Carter, and this is actually a show that she won a Tony for. The show is really famous for songs like Ain't Misbehavin'. Then there's songs like Honeysuckle Rose, that is a pretty popular song. And then, let me see, Spreading Rhythm Around, Logic at the Waldorf. There's many, many songs, but one of my favorites is a song called Black and Blue. It doesn't have a whole lot of fanfare around it. It's just a straightforward song that the cast sing, and they do an awesome job with that song. So can't wait to perform that in front of people. One of the best songs in the show.
And you've just brought up a great point, because this opens on the 21st here. So what's it like to know that, oh my goodness, I get to be in front of an audience again?
You know, it's been a while since I've been on the stage. It's been a long time since I've been at the Omaha Community Playhouse. So it's really awesome to have the opportunity to reunite with them and their operation. They're awesome. You know, I'm a little nervous. It's always good to be a little nervous. However, Kathy Tyree, our director, as well as Ray Mercer, the choreographer, they've done an excellent job of getting us prepared, as well as DJ Tyree. He's one of the people who helped us with the choreography as well, our dance captain. And then we also have Jim Bogus, who's the musical director. And, you know, with all of them combined as our artistic team and our artistic leadership, we were able to really just drill in and get those rehearsals in and learn what we needed to learn. And we're really excited. Last night, we just added the lights, the sound, and the costume. So that was an excellent opportunity to be able to do that. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. Yes, we're all a little nervous, but at the same time, we're prepared and we're ready for Omaha to see this outstanding musical.
With it being a musical, what considerations were used as far as staging and, I mean, what things are in place for health safety?
Right. So when we actually rehearsed, we did have masks available for us to rehearse in, and we did social distancing as well. The other is for the actual, in terms of the audience, the staff and the volunteers, they will be required to wear a mask, and masks are available free of charge, and they have to be worn in accordance with the CDC guidelines. And anyone that's attending the show, there will be some socially distanced from other guests and all the other groups, and will be at least 6 feet apart. One thing that we as a cast decided to self-disclose is that we've all been fully vaccinated. So that's been really helpful for us to work with each other. But there's only a cast of five, so it's pretty easy to socially distance. It's pretty easy to make sure that we're healthy. And then just making sure that the community and the audience knows that, you know, Omaha Playhouse is really doing a great job of following those CDC guidelines to make sure that people are healthy.
Sure. In addition to the fact that the music is wildly entertaining and much of it, just toe-tapping. It's fantastic music.
Yeah.
what do you feel historically about the music of Fats Waller?
You know, he does the stride piano, which is just an awesome sound. And just historically what he's brought in terms of being an African-American musician and composing all of this music. I was actually talking to the director, Kathy, yesterday, and she talked about how he was actually solicited to write music. So some of the songs that he wrote were actually from his soul, but some of the songs he also wrote were songs that he had to write because he was solicited to write songs. So it's really fascinating to know that back in that day that there was an African-American composer who was solicited for his writings, but also did a great job of composing also from his heart.
That's fantastic. Whether it's your moment or the moment of another cast member, do you have a favorite moment of the show that you would care to share?
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite moments of the show, it's actually Black and Blue. It's my favorite moment because we're all there as a cast. We're not doing anything, you know, original or any flips or any tricks. We're just literally standing or sitting and just singing a song and allowing the audience to take it all in and pay attention to just the lyrics. Other nice thing about that is that the whole cast is very close together, so we can hear one another. I mean, we can actually feel each other breathing on each other's shoulders. And so, you know, when you go out on stage and you have that type of camaraderie and that type of support, it just makes you feel so comfortable. And the more comfortable you are, the more you're going to perform better.
She is Tiffany White Welchen, and she is one of the stars in Ain't Misbehavin', the Fats Waller Tony Award-winning musical review. It opens Friday, May 21st, and every piece of information you could possibly want about this show is at omahaplayhouse.com. Tiffany, it was great to reconnect with you and to chat with you today. Thank you so much for joining me on Live and Local.
All right, you have a great day.